for the adventures of Lonnie, the Brotherhood of Steel Scribe, Clark, the veteran mercenary, the Gearhead Racer, and Hazel, the traveling scholar. This is Rad Rules, a Fallout tabletop RPG.
At this point, by the way, I'm going to call you all a group. You all are kind of right near each other, because Clark has fired on the stuff. You have seen,
right.
You've heard the explosion. And you all are kind of cognizant of what's going on.
And Hazel's like, oh, we found Clark.
Clark just killed half.
Three to one, that's
Clark. Don't worry about me.
Blam! Yep, there he is.
Gang's all here.
Yeah, well, I better hope that y'all start helping me mop up some of these stragglers here. God, what do I do next? That was kind of the end-all be-all here of Clark's plan so far. Well, he's on a stairway. How wide is the stairway? Is it, like, wide enough that, like, two could come at him at once, or would they have to come up?
Single
not
file.
Necessarily single file, but, you know, how ghouls do, they kind of trip over one another.
Single all right, file.
Yeah, if they can come up single file, if I recall correctly, an action that I can take is, like, defend or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just kind of... single file, I think I'll draw the sword and just be ready to defend.
So are you just ready to...
Yeah, man, he all right, so Clark... Clark's hands are still bandaged, right? Because he had to wrap them up.
Yeah, he's got mummy hands.
So he's got mummy hands, and so he'll toss down the musket to his side, draw out the sword in one hand, and draw his pistol into the other hand, and just be ready. Be sitting there at the top of the steps.
So are you doing a defense, or are you doing an attack? Are you just ready?
Oh, can I just do an attack too?
Yeah, you could. I mean, I they're all just kind of looking at you. You have the ability to kind of make a move if you want to attack.
Yeah, all right. I feel like shooting another one is probably going to be the best move since they are stunned. So I'll go ahead and I'll take a shot at whichever one is nearest the steps.
Alright. Roll a difficulty one, agility plus small guns.
Alright, one success.
One success. Yeah, you managed to what did you shoot it with? That
44 this time.
Okay. So that I'm actually gonna have it's gonna tear through two ghouls. And nice. You've actually killed two of the seven ghouls. The rest of you. What are you guys doing right now?
Body count is up to 10, I would like to point out. You have each killed one. Well, Hazel killed two, one for Lonnie.
And Lonnie was there also.
And Lonnie was Lonnie there.
And I helped.
Lonnie's taking care of the sneak moves. We're good. Gotta have somebody to do the sneaky stuff.
So these things are stunned and looking up the steps.
Yeah, and you're kind of acting in that time that there's enough of them that Clark is shooting to, and so in that time, this is your, like, this is where you all have the advantage.
Okay.
Pretty much they're all now, everyone's aggroed.
All right.
Everybody's aggroed, no more stealth.
I would say Pap, even though he doesn't have this perk, I think he's going to pain train at the back of the ghouls.
Is pain train a perk?
It's my next in the game, right?
It definitely is in the game, but I don't know if it is in this. Let me
it might be under bum rush. Hold on.
Let's see. Pain train.
Nothing came up at first.
There is no pain train.
There is a pain train perk.
There is a pain train. Oh my gosh, you're right.
He is going to charge forward football style.
Okay. So seven. All right. So you are a linebacker trying to take down seven. Like you're running back that's trying to get like seven defenders, and they're not that strong.
Yep. Yeah.
But still, it's seven of these. So I'm gonna say you're gonna do strength plus unarmored for difficulty 4.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's strength and athletics for a difficulty of 2. So he doesn't have the perk, so it's got to be much harder.
It's got to be much harder, yeah.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Did I do it?
No. Oh,
God damn, dude.
Do you have a luck point?
Yeah.
You right? could re-roll that 20.
Let me re-roll.
You wanted
I'm gonna
to.
Spend a, I'm gonna spend a luck point. This is
okay.
This is please do.
I want to see this. I want to see this.
Okay.
This is the lame train. What are you doing?
He's gonna fall flat on his face first thing in the fucking middle of him.
It's just it's re-rolling one.
Well, you know, you could probably kill somebody by falling on him with power. Just saying.
You can get rid of your critical failure if you wanted to.
Anywho, all right. So just regular old failures.
Hey, Pep. How many hit points do you have?
Oh, jeez.
Well, he has a lot
power
from the power
armor. Yeah,
I do have the power armor.
You're going to have to roll for each like hit location because each hit location has individual health. Or
no, I don't.
There's 7 of them, so I guess do what you want.
Well, there's one place.
Shot.
There's one place he doesn't have power armor.
Yeah.
Oh God. His beautiful face. Not gonna be beautiful.
That's okay. How stiff your pompadour? Might be able to absorb some of the damage.
Oh, sorry. Okay, 12.
Oof. All right. The ghouls damage you for 10 to the head, which is a crit. Which means you are critically injured. That needs fixing. And you also take 2 points of radiation damage.
Oh yeah.
You're dying, my dude. These ghouls, you tried to run at them and they all just ran at your clawed at your armor and clawed at your head. So now we got to do some death saving throws for the next time we're around to you. Lonnie,
okay,
Hazel.
Yeah. Seeing this, Satch gun's coming out. There's already been noise and someone's about to die.
Mm-hmm.
The Satch gun's basically a glorified laser shotgun. So, I'm gonna let her rip.
All right. Do difficulty 1. Was it? What's the energy weapons 1?
Yeah, it's perception and energy weapons.
Difficulty 1.
Okay, I think I can hit this without issue. Oh, that's 4 successes.
Christ! 4 successes. Nice.
This all gun, right. Man. All right.
Yeah, this like somebody is it. Anytime someone's critically injured, this gun comes to life.
Well, there's only one person who's been holding that gun when it comes to life, so maybe it's not just the gun.
It's probably just the
nightmare.
Gun.
It's nightmare.
The nightmare will not deal with losing
so,
anybody.
Okay. So you managed to hit...
He
you
rolled
essentially,
4 successes.
You maybe like special... And this bullshit, like you got up there and you just absolutely let it rip.
Targets 4 in a row.
You hit that fourth valve down, and just a laser beam shoots out of your Satch gun, and it just like tears through 5 ghouls, including one that was heading towards Clark. And now there are only 4 ghouls left. Hazel, what's your game plan?
Okay. How many ghouls are left in the horde at this point?
4.
There's 4 more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she's going to pull out her piccolo, her peeking piccolo, and she is going to yell out, "Pep, hold on, I'm coming." And she is going to take a shot at whichever ghoul is the closest to her.
Okay. Do agility plus small weapons for difficulty one.
Agility plus small weapon.
Any success you get over one, the shot is piercing because these things are have a bite, but they are very, very weak.
Ghoul. I mean, cool. it's a tag skill too. So
I mean, if we imagine these were cannons, what type of material do you think they would be made out of? Just
they would. Have you ever heard of the material known as glass?
I'm familiar. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably if I could imagine it, that would be what.
Okay.
It is.
So very fragile, but does a lot of damage. Got it.
These are the rotting canvas of foes. Yeah.
It's a new concept. Okay. It's very new.
I got one success.
Yeah, so you lock your eyes. How do you shoot? You never shot your piccolo before.
I shot it once. I tried to hold it like a wand in Harry Potter, and it occurred to me that there was actually a handle and a little sort of mini barrel under the actual piccolo barrel. So she shifted it to her hand, and she sights down the barrel, and she actually pulls the trigger. The first time there was too much going on for her to actually sort of hear what it sounded like. It does sound like somebody made a really, really, it almost sounds like it's air propelled, almost like a dart. The piccolo goes and bam, there's the projectile heads straight for whatever she was aiming at, which was a ghoul's center mass, and just poof, nice neat little burned hole right through the chest.
All right, so there's three ghouls left. You managed to kill one of them. The ghouls now turn to the man holding the giant trumpet that just let out a big ol' toot, and they're gonna try to attack him. And the ghouls actually one of them how do I do this? One of them like tries to step in towards you, but they step into the goo that was the other ghouls that you killed, Lonnie. And one of them slips and just like falls on the floor, and they just like break all their bones into pieces. And now there are two ghouls left. Clark.
They called me Mr. Glass.
Clark.
What do you have? Two ghouls left.
Clark's feeling like real fucking good about himself, considering he's just killed so many of these things. He kind of feels like he's just like in a shooting alley at this point.
Yeah.
So he's kind of ignoring his age a little bit right now, and he's gonna slide down the railing of the stairs, and like as he's sliding down, try and like, you know, sort of like lead with his sword in the hopes that he'll like skewer one of them as he slides down. You kind of getting the imagery I'm putting down right now.
Cowboy okay. Shit.
Yeah.
So that's what he's gonna do. I don't know if it's gonna work for him, but he's going for it. He's really going for it.
Agility plus melee weapons, difficulty one for me.
Okay. All right. Get out of here. Go away. Don't get stepped at. All right, agility. Agility's real good. That's an 8. You know, melee weapons is also real good. That's 4 and attack skill. So, I got my one success. Oh, yeah, I got my one success.
You managed to slide down and you kill one ghoul. Here we go. Please roll a difficulty 1 endurance plus survival, Pep, for your death saving throw.
All right, endurance 5. Survival.
You got any action points there, Pep?
You got any luck? You got it. What do you got, man?
Survival 3. Survival is a tag skill.
Yeah.
You do APs before and luck's after.
Yeah. You have to have at least some luck left.
I do have, I feel 4 like luck points.
I feel like for death, you might have to be using all of them if you need to.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right, so is luck adds an extra die, correct?
It's AP adds an extra die. You use luck to reroll something after reroll. You know the result.
Yeah, so roll your die now, and then right. If you don't make it, then you'll spend some luck.
You could die.
Right. If you die, you'll never have a chance to use that luck. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
You know, point of order.
All right, so run that through again. So luck is after fact.
Action points before. Yeah, okay. Action points give you an extra d20. Yeah. And blood lets you re-roll something.
All right, the unfortunate thing is I don't think the party has any action points since we just kind of like stopped doing stuff. Or am I remembering that wrong?
I think if I was keeping track, it looks like there's two action points for the party left.
Yeah, you best
because
use them.
Because they all got banked the last time we slept and we lost our individual.
Yeah, so bonus. You can use one of those because you would need three to get a second die. So you can use one of those. You'll be able to roll three dice.
Okay, I'm rolling three. Here we go. One is a tag skill. All right, here
Big
we go.
Money, no whammies.
No whammies.
Hey, that's not whammies. That's not whammies at all.
Yay!
You've stabilized yourself, and with that amount of successes, I'm calling you stable.
Okay.
If you could, you could have just been dead, which is not what I wanted. But that is
a distinct possibility.
10 physical damage plus 2 radiation damage directly to the head of a helmetless power armor guy. That is like the dice telling a story.
I feel like Pep's face is going to have a story after this.
Yeah. All right. Moving on, we got Lonnie Haybear. You got one ghoul left, I'm pretty sure. No, two ghouls.
Bring us home.
Kill it.
I mean...
No, you got one ghoul. You have one ghoul. Excuse me. I didn't...
Yeah, I guess we're just going to pop that with the Satch gun here. And there's my success there. So.
And you have managed to defeat the horde of ghouls. You were able to move about freely, and you were out of initiative. What's going on, you guys? What are you guys going to do?
All right, very first thing.
Holy shit, that was fucking great!
100%. First thing that happens is Hazel immediately runs for a Pep and is pulling stuff out of her bag. She's got a stim pack, she's got her med kit, and she's got her Radaway, and she immediately goes to work. He's laying down, right? Mm-hmm. Or is he kind of unconscious upright in his power armor? I have to know.
He is just...
Oh, God.
This is important.
I think he's unconscious upright, just kind of like, because he ran into the ghouls and they just like clawed at its face and are kind of like pulling down at him.
Okay, so she's running up to him and she immediately spider monkeys up the back of his power armor, sits on the power armor's shoulders and like jabs him in the back of the neck with a stim pack first off.
Yeah. And Lonnie, upon hearing Clark like exclaim like his excitement, I mean, like, hey, cowboy, Pep's dying.
What do you mean he's dying? I killed all of them. I killed like how? What did you guys do down here to let him almost die?
You know, let's let him tell that story. But first, we got to get him. Hazel, do you? I can't help you.
Working on it.
Oh, his face looks really
bad. Working on it.
So you right. used the stim pack, which is actually I'm gonna kind of do some. Originally, I was gonna have you do intelligence plus medicine difficulty 4 with a stim pack. Additionally, I'm gonna bump that down to difficulty 2, and you're gonna have an outcome based on what you roll, even if you fail.
Okay, so we're doing what is it again?
Intelligence plus medicine difficulty 2.
Hey, there's my second success. I got it.
So you manage to pull. You use a piece of your cloth and the stim pack, and you kind of like bandage him in the neck. Kind of stim pack him in the neck, clean up his wounds. He's no longer critically injured. His critical injury has been healed. And
I don't know if this is necessary, and I only have one rat on him too, because radiation is not a joke.
If you want to use that, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to use it. I didn't have time and resources to dilute it, so I'm going to use the whole thing.
You managed to heal him back to essentially with the stim pack into the, like, directly into the neck. You have it's a 8 HP now. You're back to 8 HP. No radiation damage. That's been healed away. So you are 8 out of 12 8. HP.
Okay.
Unfortunately, will also walk away from this battle with a scar, a giant scar from a claw mark from like a ghoul hand on your face. That is something that has been, anytime anyone gets a critical injury and almost dies, you're pretty much going to walk away with a big scar.
I'm going to note that on my character sheet. Big ass scar. Yeah.
As the chick of the group, chicks do dig scars.
As Pep's recovering from this and Hazel's putting the finishing touches on, I'm going to take that army helmet and I'm just going to plop that right on top of Pep's head. Just really crunch that pompadour down a little bit there. It's like, this might come in handy next time you do something like that again there. Buckaroo.
Right. So is Pep conscious at this point?
Pep is conscious. Pep has been resuscitated.
All right. So he's going to... Hazel, thank you. Thank you. Sorry. That was dumb.
It was incredibly brave and exceptionally dumb. Spectacularly horrifying to watch. But thanks for sharing the experience. Can you let me down?
Yeah, I'll Pep will take the knee and let Hazel crawl down.
Thank you.
He's like, guys, I have to tell you something else.
Okay.
I did something else real stupid.
Really? Stupider than that?
Huh.
First of all, I want you to know that my intention was good. It was to give you guys cover so you could find the manifest that we're looking for. You guys found that, right?
Something road to hell. Yeah. No, we haven't found it yet.
I don't know.
So,
I got these papers.
Maybe we can help you solve your existential crisis in a minute while we find that.
My intention was to keep everyone outside distracted.
Pep, what did you do?
I killed a guy. I killed a guard. I killed a preservationist guard on accident.
All right, cool. Let's find this thing.
Okay. Hey, congratulations on your first kill, man.
Technically, I killed two because I killed that ghoul. But the other ghoul.
Ghoul doesn't count.
Well, the ghouls, like, that's like a...
I killed two ghouls. That's... I mean, one of them, whatever. But the other one, kind of whatever. But...
I mean, I think I got about a half dozen. I'm really starting to get desensitized.
You guys are desensitized. This is, but okay. So on an objective Ella's gonna come after us.
Only if she knows we did it.
Where'd you leave the body?
You mean the place where there's?
Fine.
And it was a ghoul?
It's fine. Look at your face. Well, I mean, you can't look at your face, but I'm looking at your face. And, yeah. I mean, you look like a new man with your, I have a few scars, but I don't have any face scars. I mean, it's really, that's pretty cool,
right,
man.
Yeah.
And I think they're not going to notice.
And Pep, you left the body in the, body in the sewer?
Would you want me to carry it around?
And it was a ghoul? What? No, I'm just saying, like, and it was a ghoul,
feral.
Right?
This guy probably has a family.
No. It was a ghoul, right? And you got from the sewer, from the stairs?
It's like a manhole.
Well, that's pretty...
Listen, we've got like 20 other ghouls here that we could just like dump on top of that one. They'll never know
the difference. That's a good plan.
That's cold.
I'm on board with this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, nobody, you didn't shoot him or anything, right? There's no way to be able to tell that he was actually, like, killed by us. Well, you don't even have a gun.
I literally fell on him. It's in my defense, power armor is very clunky. It's hard to move around sometimes. You Brotherhood of Steel guys make it look so easy.
How did you fall on him? You were dead and you stayed upright.
It was part of a plan. I had a plan. They were trying to arrest me for causing a scene.
Whoa. You didn't say anything about them almost arresting you first.
I really want to hear this story, but not now. Let's find this manifest and get later. Out of here.
No, this is... All right. Ladies and gents, we are on the clock. We need to find this thing, and Pep, we can get out through the sewer. Yeah,
we'll dump a couple of these feral ghouls on top of them, and they'll never...
Well, I know we can get from here into the sewer, but the only other way I noticed was back up onto the street. So we're not doing that here or the street.
Oh, don't worry. I have some experience in those sewers now. I'll get us out. Okay.
All right.
They're pretty robust, all things considered. My first
tour of New Orleans is not going the way I expected.
While this conversation is happening, you hear essentially various different bugles sound off in a room down the hall. It's labeled as room number one. Bugles going.
There's been some electronic. Hey,
yeah,
Pep. This room behind us. Give that a look see.
Okay.
I'm pointing at room four. Like, give that a look-see. It'll take your mind off the fact that, you know, today didn't go completely as planned.
Right. I got some copper wire for you, too. And she actually reaches into her pocket to pull out the copper wire that she yanked out of the automaton earlier. She accidentally pulls out the gator claw eye and goes, oh, I forgot he still had that. Hold on. And then reaches back in and pulls out like a bundle of like smashed up copper wire that she had yanked out of the noise making automaton earlier. Like, here, got you some copper wire. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Hazel, I've got something for you too.
Oh, lovely.
Pep is going to not show Clark and Lonnie. He's going to slip the 3 coins he took off the dead ghoul to Hazen.
All right.
This was agility. You are just full of bad ideas, aren't you? Let's not show these to anybody for now, okay?
So, well, quit talking about it.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
All right.
Do you all want to try to notice that, or do you want to?
I do.
Okay.
I want to try and notice.
Do perception plus barter. Difficulty 1.
Perception.
Lonnie does not care. He is completely preoccupied with trying to find this document.
Perception's a 5, and barter's a 3, but it is a tag skill as well. Yeah.
There you go. Clark, you saw that. You saw it.
All right. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to know it. I'm going to keep that in mind, Pep. I don't say that out loud.
Yeah. By the way, for the record, she didn't just put that in her bag. She actually slipped it into one of the little hidden pockets that's sewn into her capelet slash parka, which is where she usually keeps
it to Hazel.
Right. That's where she usually keeps the stuff she needs to have on hand that people generally won't find when they frisk her, including her throwing knives, et cetera, et cetera.
You notice what is a Fusion Flea. That is the name of the car. It's an egg-shaped car. It is a one-seater. You will not be able to fit into that with power armor on, but one person could ride around in it. There's other various car parts throughout the room. What are you going to do?
How'd they get the car in? Is there like a garage door, or are the doors wide enough?
The front door is very wide. It is like a garage door.
Right. I don't think I'm going to be able to smuggle that out in my cape, guys.
This is good to know. Pep's going to take some time kind of, because it's in pristine shape, right? So yeah. It's in good shape. He's going to take some time looking at this. Maybe wave everyone off. Like, I might be here a while if you guys want to keep looking. pretty rare right. that you get to see a good condition one. Usually they're rusted out and broken up, but this is a beauty.
Clark wants to try and get Hazel to the side after the little stunt that he witnessed. Mm-hmm. But he'll say, Hazel, I did find some documents upstairs. I can't really make much sense of them. But in addition, I found some books. They didn't really look like much to me, but I know you're into those. So
ooh, I love books. Books are like one of my favorite things.
We'll head upstairs and, you know, I can show you where I found them.
Cool. I love books. I love sharp things. I love things that explode. Let's go.
So you all are going upstairs. Yep. Lonnie, what are you doing?
You said there was some noise in room one. I kind of want to try to deal with that.
You just going yourself, or are you trying to get anybody else to go?
Yeah, I know Pep is close by. It seems like we've taken care of the immediate threat. I at least know there are two exits available to me that aren't the front door. So, yeah, I will go alone unless anyone follows
me. All right. You enter room one. A giant parade float fills the floor of the room. It towers above you in bright purple, green, and gold. Ornately decorated steps lead up to a giant throne covered with a decorative curtain. On the throne sits a being clad in a white tunic and tights with gold embroidery. He holds a scepter and wears a crown, while his rotting skin glow a bright green. He peers down at you and says, "My loyal subject, welcome to my show."
Oh boy.
Oh goody.
Oh great, we found a
thanks. What's it called?
Have you never heard of the King of the Carnival Crew?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but you know that's the troupe. What's the show? You know what? I'll shut up, and I'll let you.
I have a decree to read to you, my servant. Everyone will receive one fat pot-bellied pig. Form their Fat Tuesday this year, and that's courtesy of your favorite king, the King of the Carnival Crew.
That's sounds amazing.
He kind of reaches behind him and pulls out a piece of paper. And he starts He starts by essentially saying, "Now I will read the subjects and noblemen of this year's crew." And he starts reading names of various people, none of which you particularly recognize. Other than it seems like that he's just like going down a list of people that are his friends.
Oh, neat.
He turns to you and he says, "My dear servant, would you kindly do me a favor?"
I'm looking behind me and see that, like, I guess nobody's heard this happening. I'm not going to have much backup. I'm like, "Yeah, I'll do you a favor. What's up?"
He looks at you and he says, "Please take this parade manifest to the parade overseer, and it will be taken care of and placed in wonderful hands." And he hands it to you. You read on this parade manifest this kind of names of various nobles. But at the top, you see King of the Carnival Crew, Rex. Husband of...
Eliphas Gibbons.
Has a number of listings below that give off various noblemen, various people, and a jester. He sits back down on his throne, and as he kicks, a holotape comes flying out and kind of rolls across the floor towards you.
Oh, let me get that for you there, sir. So I'm taking this to the parade overseer, correct?
He looks at you and he says,
"What?"
I'll take that as a yes. I will take that paper. I will take the holotape, and I will back out of that room. And
as you back out of that room, the paper in your hands kind of disintegrates a little bit. And the names at the top of it disappear. Along
wow.
with the paper.
So the paper just disintegrated.
Yeah, it's heavily irradiated.
Got it. So it's gone. Right?
You have a piece of it with some of the handwriting on it, and you have the holotape.
And you have the memories.
Now, that first name, did you say it was Rex?
Yes, his name is Rex, King of the Carnival Crew.
Rex, R-E-X. Okay, got it.
Husband of Ella Fitzgibbons.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll I don't want to yell, but, Hazel. Mm-hmm.
If he's not yelling and I went upstairs, did I hear him?
Yeah, you can hear him. We'll come back to this to the museum another day and get some stuff together, but you hear him, yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna head right back down to quick round 3-point turn.
Camera.
Yes. Right. So I pull out my Snap Deluxe camera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have extra film for it, but I assume there's film in it.
Yep, sure. There's film with various pictures in it, yes.
Okay, so it's halfway through the roll, but I have a couple pictures. So I am going to say, really, really gently, just put it on the ground here where there's light, and I'll take a picture of it.
I will do the best I can.
You snap a picture of it, and the picture captures, and nothing happens to the paper itself. But you now have a picture
of the paper. We now have a picture in case we lose the paper. Actually, while I'm at it, I'm gonna pull out my journal and really quick try and sort of write out what it looks like to me, so that I can see. It's just the top of the paper and just like the beginnings of what's a couple of names. They're kind of hard to make out now, but I might be able to use that at some point in the future. I'm a history dork who has kind of a weird priority thing. So I actually try sketching it backwards, like Leonardo da Vinci style. Which, of course, really doesn't do any good if you look at it, because it's pretty obvious what it is I'm trying to sketch a picture of. So it's not exactly encoding it, but I do it that way anyway. I sketch it backwards into my sketchbook.
Right.
At least quickly, Rex. Down and dirty.
Rex.
Rex. Right, Rex.
It's Rex, husband of Ella Fitzgibbons. It was written on this paper, and it there.
How
there
did
was
you
a,
find that?
You wouldn't. Okay, maybe you would believe me. There was a glowing
one. Oh, I believe
you.
Are you
okay? All right,
I'm gonna check him to see if he got damage.
Oh. Probably. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. We'll deal.
I mean, I didn't touch him. I just held onto this paper that had been in contact with his glowing one for. Okay.
Yeah,
now I see
okay.
Where your concern
so we'll deal
got
with
it.
That. Okay.
I'm with
so
you now.
You seem fine for now. We'll take care of it when we get someplace else. For now.
Yeah, I don't taste iron, so I'm
right.
Pretty
you
good.
Don't taste iron. It doesn't smell like ozone. You don't have weird burns on the surface of your skin that shouldn't exist. Your blood doesn't seem to be turning into essentially motor oil, and your skin's not turning translucent, and you haven't turned inside out or exploded yet, so you're in good shape.
Wow.
You're fine. You'll
with, yeah, you'll, when you put it that way, it sounds
yeah,
like
yeah, you'll
golden.
Be fine. It's okay. All right. Shall we go? Let's get it.
I've got a lot of warning signs to work with. Thanks. But Rex, husband of Ella Fitzgibbons. I don't know if they share the same last name or not, but...
Well, all he... If we know the first name and we know who he's connected to, that might be enough for us to get that password. But,
I figure everybody knows everybody around
except
here.
Except us,
probably
yeah.
Right.
Well,
as you're
let's...
talking, the last half of that paper disintegrates away.
Well, you saw that coming.
Yep. There was also this holotape.
Well, I don't have any. Well, you have the Pip-Boy. You want to listen to it when we get where we're going?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I remember how to.
Okay,
to
hold on.
Do
wait,
that.
Look, we're trying to stay stealthy with this, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, so, we can get down the sewer or something
here,
like that.
Hold
We've
on.
Got what we need.
So
I say we.
So I grab the holotape really quick, and I take my pencil, and I say, "Private porn. Do not view," and I hand it back and say, "There, they'll never know where you got it. It'll be."
Yeah, they'll never know where we got it, but everybody's going to want to listen to it now. Yep, I will take a seat on the staircase and fidget, try to get this holotape into my Pip-Boy, and hit the play button, and hopefully this private porn do not listen. We'll reveal its secrets.
You insert the holotape and you hear essentially a crowd in the background.
My noble subjects, it is I, Rex, King of the Carnival Crew.
And the rest of you assholes.
It's a wonder to see so many revelers out and about on this joyous Mardi Gras of 77. I would like to decree, as King of the Carnival, that you should kiss your babies.
And clap those cheeks in the air.
Cheers to my most loyal routine, and hail to the city of New Orleans.
Bottoms up, you drunks!
I'm joined by my queen, Ella Fitzgibbons, the most beautiful woman in southern Louisiana.
What about that gal you were smooching last night?
On this day, we welcome all, locals and tourists. You are a part of the city of New Orleans on this day.
Buy an overpriced drink, you suckers!
Make merry!
And don't fuck it up!
Special thanks to our sponsor, Vault-Tec, Better Living Underground. Guest Jester, Tom from the Robots Radio Network. Check out all of his Lorecast shows, including the Fallout Lorecast, on his site. Link in the description down below. As always, tune in next time for more Rad Rules.